Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the element of snow. As I enjoy all of this snow that has fallen recently, I am reminded of a poem, Beautiful Snow, by John Whittaker Watson. Oh, the snow, the beautiful snow, filling the sky and the earth below, over the housetops, over the street, over the heads of the people you meet, dancing, flirting, skimming along. Beautiful snow, it can do no wrong. Because it has been so cold, this snow is light and airy, so light that the slightest breeze sweeps it off the branches and sends it fluttering through the air as though it were snowing all over again. And even though I have had to shovel paths out to the car and plow truck, to the chicken coop, the outhouse, the sauna, the bird feeder, the recycling shed, still, I say that winter is my favorite season, and snow is my favorite element. One reason is that snow helps me read the woods differently. Tracking all those who live in the woods is far easier and more interesting with a layer of snow on the ground. You can see where the turkeys, the deer, bobcats, and foxes have been, where the mice have scurried and dived into their snow tunnels. And every now and then, you can discover the brush of owl wingtips on the snow as it swooped down to snatch one of those mice and carry it off. Another reason I like snow is that it helps me see the trees and the woods differently. That's because I am not distracted by their foliage, so that their trunks and branches stand out against the white snow. And on sunny days, the snow captures the detailed shadows of the trees. And on moonlit nights, those shadows are so dramatic in contrast to the glow of the snow at night. Snow falls on every continent on the earth, if only to their highest mountain peaks. And so we have many millennia's worth of mythology, folklore, and ancestral wisdom about the element of snow. Take the shape of a snowflake, that complex six-pointed hexagram, each a work of magical art. Hexagram comes from the Greek word hex, meaning six, and also refers to the sacred goddess number six, which was the triple goddess doubled. And the term to hex also came to mean to practice magic. I find it interesting that there are hardly any snow gods. Snow seemed to our ancestors to belong primarily to goddesses of creation, protection, death, and transformation. In northern latitudes, our ancestors venerated such snow goddesses as Mother Holla, who made it snow by shaking out her blanket of goose down to cover the land during the cold of winter. And there was the Scandinavian hunter goddess Skadi, who loved the snowy peaks so much that she left her husband Njord, god of the ocean depths, to return to her snow-covered mountains so she could once again hunt, traversing the hills and valleys of her domain on her magical skis. Another snow goddess was the proto-Celtic giantess, the Kaljak. She was the old woman, goddess of winds, wilderness, and winter. The Kaljak was immortal, and although she appeared most often as the old hag or wise woman, she was actually ageless. As the earth moved into winter, the Kaljak appeared in the sky, riding upon her giant wolf. And she would cover the land with her great white wolfskin of winter to protect it from the icy winds and bone-chilling cold, a blanket of snow to keep the land cozy during its long winter sleep. With these old snow goddess tales in mind, I hope you can enjoy this wealth of snow that we are experiencing and perhaps even look forward to another layer to keep you well tucked into your winter repose. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.